Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston, at PBakerNYC on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you do follow those pages as I keep content up daily. We got a great show for you today. I want to talk about saving today because, you know, we are at the beginning of the year and this is a good time to start. We're still in quarter one, so it's always a great time to start saving at some point. And a lot of times we get into these conversations with people and we're talking about finance and business, and people want to invest in things or want to put money towards things. And I think it's all gonna start saving. And this is a challenge that I'm gonna take unto myself, is to save more in 2020. I'm gonna do a better job at putting my finances as a priority in terms of the savings portion of everything. I'm always trying to invest and reinvest, but I do wanna make sure there's abundant savings by the end of 2020 so I can go into 2021 and look at my account and say, wow, I can't believe you saved that much money. But we're gonna do something even better for the people that don't even think they can save, you know. So we're going to talk about that. It's going to be amazing. I hope you guys check out the capitalcitypodcast.com. My Best Month Ever. That's my book for sales professionals and entrepreneurs. It's still on the site, so check it out. It's on Amazon, but the link is right on capitalcitypodcast.com as well. It's called My Best Month Ever. So do check it out. And we're going to get right into this episode. Thank you. All right, and we're back. We're back again. You know, today I want to talk about something. I'm going to keep it quick for you guys today because I feel like we do talk about different financial strategies and things like that, and we're going to get into a lot more as we develop. But today is all about growing and developing with everybody, and I want you guys to grow with me. So we're going to grow together, and I think the best way to do it is to start with some of the basic practices that we can make a part of our foundation of who we are. Because one thing I did notice about a lot of people that were financially successful was that they were very frugal with money. They weren't abundant spenders. They didn't spend a lot, and they didn't spend often, right? They were very, you know, itchy with their money, you know, sketchy with how they spent their money. And I think when we talk about like a debt ceiling that is so high, like $1.8 trillion in debt in a country, right? That's a lot of money. It's because of spending, right? So we think about in our own financial structure, in our own families or our personal finances, we also have a spending problem. You know, we use the credit cards and we see things we want to buy and we buy them and we make money. And then some people live check to check. Some people barely make a savings. So I thought about this. I was like looking up all these challenges and I did see like $5 challenges and $10 savings challenge. And I thought that was so good to actually involve a challenge into the savings, right? I really want to do that. So me personally, I've taken up upon myself to try out the $5 challenge, $10 challenge. I'm going to do some, but I'm going to do the $5 challenge a little bit different. And I'm going to tell you how soon. But I want you guys to actually like try this out with me. You know, like I said, this is growth and development and we're doing it together. So I want you guys to try this out with me. And then let me know how it goes as you're doing it. You know, you can download the app Anchor or you can send me a message on Instagram, Twitter. I respond. You know, I'm on LinkedIn as well. So you can reach out to me anywhere. I'm available to speak to. I'm not, you know, somebody who's untouchable. But I think the savings idea is, you know, we're training ourselves. We have to train ourselves and create these habits of saving first and then spending. So I think when we do that, we'll actually better ourselves because it's the habits. A lot of us weren't taught saving as children in the terms of how you have to save today. You know, our families weren't always the most financially literate either. You know, they had to learn, they're learning and they're teaching us at the same time. So that's a difficult thing for a parent sometimes. So I think we have to, as we become older, we have to say in ourselves, man, we have to figure this out. How can we make this? So these are some habits that I think we can create. And the $5 challenge is amazing because it's based on your spending, right? It's based on your spending. So you can do the $5 or the $10 challenge, whatever one you decide, you go for, right? You can do it on a weekly basis or do it. I'm going to do it personally on as I get change. So here's how it works. Every time you get change, this is the $5 challenge. And I say start off with that first before you go up and then challenge yourself to do more. And your goal is at the end of the year to look back and see what you've put to the side. Don't touch this money. You put this money away. You don't touch it. It doesn't exist. This is not even considered emergency funds. This is funds that, you know, if somebody came to you, owed you, and you have nothing in the bank account, you don't have anything because you don't have it. This is not for that. This is for you, for the future, and you can do whatever you want with it. But the fact is that you want to show yourself that you create this habit, because I really truly believe after you develop this habit, it will change everything. Because it's going to be, for me, it's going to be a new change. For you, it's going to be a new change. Let's make this change. So every time we get change, right, you make a payment. And this is going to force you to use cash a lot. So I would say start spending with cash, because one thing about cash is that it's tangible. The problem with the card is that you just swipe and swipe and you don't think nothing into it till you look at it and the funds are low. But I would say start taking out cash. You know, when you get your check, take out money that you plan on spending for the week. And every time you get change that's $5 or less, you're going to save that money. You're going to put it into a jar, a milk carton, you know, a gallon, not the box, but water bottle, whatever you put, you got a change bucket, put it in the change bucket, but somewhere where you can't access the money, you can only slide it in and you can't really make sure it's crazy glued or something, you know what I mean? Like, make sure you can't touch it. But what you're going to do is you're going to put that money away. Every time it's $5 or less. So if you get a $5 bill, if you get $10, you're going to take five of that and you're going to put it into this savings. If you break change of any sort, if it's $10 change, $14 change, you're going to take $5. If you get $3 change, that $3 goes into that savings. If you get a $5 bill change or any kind of money, if it's $5 or less, that money is going into the savings. So I want you to try this. And we're going to keep touching on it. And you guys tell me as you go. I want to know what you're going through, because I'm going to revisit this at least once a month. I'm starting today. So, you know, count this as day one for me. Every time I use change, I'm going to put it away, put it towards a saving, and try something totally different to create better habits. Because it's all about habits. Money is all about habits. You know, first you got to have a habit of how you look and deal with money, change that habit, change that mindset, and then you start to leverage it and start to utilize it to better yourself. Because after you save this money, now you've proven to yourself that you're, listen, I can save. And then two, now you can start to invest in things that you want. So maybe you want to get cryptocurrency, or maybe you want to invest in the stock market. Maybe you want to go into real estate. But now this gives you the opportunity to look back and say, man, I can do this, because I see people that succeed with less all the time, and I'm trying to figure it out. So now this is the way to do it. So even if you're not super rich and you know, we're middle class people or lower income, whatever your income is, you know it, and you may not want to talk to anybody else about it, but try this out, see how it works, give it a year, but keep checking every few months where you are. You know, check, I would say every 3 months, check where you are, and then just see, you know, give yourself that, ooh, I can't believe I just did that, you know, that feeling. So try this challenge with me. We're going to do this. Like I said, you can reach out to me to tell me how you're doing. I'm going to read people's messages as they tell me what they're doing. Again, at PBakerNYC on Twitter, PBakerNYC on Instagram. You can follow me on LinkedIn, wherever you want to do, or you can download the Anchor app and actually record a message and send it to me. I'll even play it on air. Right. But I want to hear your story, and I'm going to keep you updated on my story. So together, let's start this $5 challenge. Talk to you soon.